brought to you by Penguin.
Being Human by Lewis Dartnell. Read by John Sackville. For Davina and Sebastian. Introduction. History makes no sense without prehistory, and prehistory makes no sense without biology. Edward O. Wilson, The Social Conquest of Earth. Humans are an exquisitely intelligent and capable species of ape. Not only are our complex brains a wonder of evolution, but our bodies are engineering marvels. Our physiology has been fine-tuned for efficient long-distance running. Our hands are elegantly dexterous for manipulating and making, and our throats and mouths give us astonishing control over the sounds we make. We are virtuoso communicators, with myriad forms of language, able to convey everything from physical instructions to abstract concepts, and to coordinate ourselves in teams and communities. We learn from each other, from our parents and peers, so new generations don't have to start from scratch. Our culture is cumulative. We have amassed our capabilities over time. We have progressed from master crafters of stone tools to wielders of technologies such as supercomputers and spacecraft. But we're also deeply flawed, both physically and mentally. In many ways, humans just don't work particularly well. What do US presidents George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan have in common with actors Elizabeth Taylor and Halle Berry? They all almost choked to death on their food, a pretzel, peanut, chicken bone and fig, respectively. In fact, choking is the third leading cause of death at home today. Compared to any other animal, we seem breathtakingly inept, literally, at the key survival skill of eating without accidentally killing ourselves. The reason for this relates to the changes to our throat that enabled us to form the complex sounds of speech and so become such expressive vocal communicators. During the evolution of our species, the larynx rose higher in the neck and changed its structure to allow more control over sound generation. In all mammals, the pipelines for breathing and eating share a short section of the same tube, with a small flap called the epiglottis, serving as a trap door to close off the windpipe when swallowing. But the remodeling of the human throat significantly increased the chances of food getting stuck in the windpipe. As Darwin noted, every particle of food and drink which we swallow has to pass over the orifice of the trachea, with some risk of falling into the lungs. This is only one of a number of basic design flaws in the architecture of the human body. We evolved to walk upright, but the posture puts huge strain on our knees, and back pain strikes most of us in our lifetimes. The wrist and ankle joints contain pointless vestigial bones that restrict movement and render us susceptible to twists and sprains. We have a number of nerves that take ludicrously long and indirect routes through the body, as well as muscles that no longer serve any purpose, such as those used by other animals to twist their ears. The light-sensitive layer at the back of our eye, the retina, faces back to front, leaving us with blind spots in our vision. We're also riddled with defects in our biochemistry and DNA, data-corrupted genes that no longer work, which means, for instance, that we must eat a diet more varied than almost any other animal to obtain the nutrients we need to survive. And our brains, far from being perfectly rational thinking machines, are full of cognitive glitches and bugs. We're also prone to addictions that drive compulsive behaviour, sometimes along self-destructive paths. Many of these apparent faults are the result of evolutionary compromise. When a particular gene or anatomical structure is needed to satisfy several conflicting demands at the same time, no one function can be perfectly optimized. Our throats must be suitable not only for breathing and eating, but also for articulating speech. Our brains need to make survival decisions in complex, unpredictable environments, but they need to do so with incomplete information and, crucially, very rapid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?